95 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org. Community amplified.
vamos, mi gente linda. Buenas vibras esta noche y cada noche. Bienvenidas, bienvenidos, pasen adelante. Welcome, come on in, make yourself comfortable. You're here on this musical adventure that I call Bilingual Sounds. And we are celebrating the end of Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month with an AAPI highlight right there. It's a band out of the Philippines. They're called Payorca ni Edgar with their song Chocolate that can be found on their fifth album that was released in 2003. And sorry if I butcher it, but it was titled Bigotillo here, and you heard it here on Bilingual Sounds. Also, a huge shout out to the DJ on before me, my good friend Rob Romero, and he was the reason why now you heard that song at the top of the hour, the theme song for Kids in the Hall, Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet, Not Having an Average Weekend. If you caught top of my show, it's thanks to Rob Romero for putting that song in the library. I got an awesome show in store for you this evening. I also have your chance at winning two tickets to see the Human League at the Hollywood Bowl June 4th. So stick around for that. Up next, we got some Brazilian vibes from Lido Madeira. Here is Verano.
Lábio, mel e gosto de açaí no escuro. Um sorriso que lembra Madrid. Na saída de um beijo vi uma força em mim crescer. Somos de Newtons e de Javões, é você que me joga na rede assim. Um balanço eu sem saber. Se gostar de alguém assim é sofrer. Que calor que dá. Os teus beijos são como um mistério, como o calor e como o verano, e em castelhano em berço hablar. Que calor que dá. Os teus beijos são como um mistério, como o calor e como o verano, e em castelhano em berço hablar. Que calor que dá. Mel e gosto de açaí no escuro. Um sorriso que lembra Madrid. Na saída de um beijo vi uma força em mim crescer. Som de Newtons e de Javões, é você que me joga na rede assim. Um balanço eu sem saber. Se gostar de alguém assim é sofrer. Que calor que dá. Os teus beijos são como um mistério, como o calor e como o verano, e em castelhano em berço hablar. Que calor que dá. Os teus beijos são como um mistério, como o calor e como o verano, e em castelhano em berço hablar. Que calor que dá. Verano, 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 verano. Verano, verano, verano.
continentes para verte, voy por más. Lo siento en la piel, todo puede suceder. Alrededor del mundo con tus besos. Oh, oh, oh. Vamos si quieres, vamos vos y yo. Vamos si quieres ir a volar, a vivir. Vamos si quieres, vamos vos y yo. Vamos si quieres ir a romper con los límites. Lo siento.
AAPI Heritage Month highlight there for you. It's from Little Dragon, and the group is Swedish, but the vocalist of the band, Yukimi, is Japanese-Swedish. And that's their song, Tumbling Dice, from their latest album, Slugs of Love. Still coming up, your chance to win 2 tickets to see the Human League over at the Hollywood Bowl with Soft Cell. And if you want your chance to win, you must be following us on our Instagram. If you're not following us, you're your entry will be disqualified. So please get to it right now. That way you're ahead of the game. Get over to our Instagram at the SoCal Sound and follow us. Up next, yet another AAPI Heritage Month highlight. It's from the Indonesian singer-songwriter Nikki. This is from her third album, Buzz. This is Too Much of a Good Thing.
Renee, and you're tuning into Bilingual Sounds.
Back to 1983, we got the Human League with Keep Feeling Fascination off of an EP that they released in 1983, which was an EP released about 2 years after their third album there in 1981. I'm Byron, the curator. You're here on Bilingual Sounds. I'm here every single night of the week, Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., bringing you an eclectic mix of music, blending genres, generations, cultures, and languages. Not only do I bring you a wide variety of music, I also give you opportunities to win some free concert tickets. And in this economy, you'd be losing money not participating. So right now, I have your chance to win two tickets to see the Human League next week, June 4th, at the Hollywood Bowl with special guests Soft Cell and Allison Moyette. If you want to win these tickets, head over to our Instagram. Go find us at the SoCal Sound, and you must be following us. If you're not, your entry will be disqualified, and the tickets goes to the next person. So head over to our Instagram at the SoCal Sound. Now find any of them that you can easily click on. I'm going to be giving you a keyword. First person to comment that keyword will win the tickets. So get ready. get over to our Instagram at the SoCal Sound. I am stalling a little bit just in case you need to get ready, just in case you need to get your hands unoccupied. Follow us on our Instagram at the SoCal Sound. First person to comment the keyword will win these tickets, and DMs are not accepted. DMs are not accepted. Only Instagram comments on any of our posts, any comment, any post works. So your keyword is generations. First person to comment generations wins two tickets to see the Human League June 4th at the Hollywood Bowl. Generations is your keyword, and you must be following us on our Instagram or your entry will be disqualified. So good luck. Generations is your keyword. Now, coming up next, I got music from an Argentinian band around the same era, from the 80s. They're called Los Toreros Muertos, and this is their song, Yo No Me Llamo Javier, here on Bilingual Sounds.
Discover deep cuts and the people who make it possible. 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Community amplified. Ain't it good
enough? Hey, it's Matt Pinfield. It's my birthday week, and I'm celebrating by launching the Pinfield Sessions, my brand new video series on the SoCal Sound. Intimate performances and real conversations with amazing artists, all shot right here in our studios. And we're dropping brand new sessions every single day this week. Come celebrate with me at thesocalsound.org, on the app, or our YouTube channel.
Support comes from iLead Exploration, an accredited TK through 12th grade public charter school, open to all with no tuition required. Guide your child's learning journey at home in partnership with credentialed teachers and counselors, serving Los Angeles, Orange, Kern, Ventura, and San Bernardino counties. More information is available at iLeadExploration.org.
Bilingual Sounds continues to drive your musical discoveries thanks to the support of California State University Northridge and Mr. Psychedelia, presenting Mexican Institute of Sound and the Meridian Brothers with a co-headlining show at the Regent Theater on Wednesday, August 5th, in support of their upcoming electro cumbia album Ruido Tovar. Ticketing and event information is available at Ticketmaster.com. Mexican Institute of Sound and Meridian Brothers, the Regent Theater, Wednesday, August 5th.
Bilingual Sounds continues to drive your musical discoveries thanks to the generosity of our donating members, California State University Northridge and Golden Boys. Mexico City artist Paloma Morphy performs live at the Roxy Theater on Wednesday, October 7th. Rolling Stone, in Espanol, has described her as una promesa mexicana with letras sensibles y un sonido que atrapa, highlighting her place in a new wave of alternative Latin pop. Ticketing and event information is available at axs.com. Paloma Morphy, the Roxy Theater, Wednesday, October 7th.
Bilingual Sounds continues to fuel your musical discoveries thanks to the support of our donating members and Live Nation. Monsieur Perinet performs live at the Observatory OC in Santa Ana on Tuesday, August 4th. The Colombian group blends jazz, swing, and Latin American rhythms into a sound that has connected with audiences around the world. Monsieur Perinet brings songs from across their catalog and new songs from their latest album, Instrucciones para Ser Feliz. Event information and tickets are available at livenation.com. Monsieur Perinet, the Observatory OC, Tuesday, August 4th.
Are you looking for a new furry family member? Maybe a little dog, cat, bunny, a cozy snake? Check out the SoCal Sounds Rockstar Rescue. We're highlighting some of these great animal rescue organizations in Southern California. We post an adoptable pet of the week every Wednesday on our socials and also on our website at thesocalsound.org. Together, let's help find forever homes for these little cuties.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges, mental health struggles, housing obstacles, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At our foundation, we invest in solutions, so learn more about our work at bobwoodrufffoundation.org/success.
Get the latest music news and artist interviews on the go. Search for the SoCal Sound app.
Usándonos
Discover public radio in Southern California. Discover 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. You're here on my show. This is Bilingual Sounds. I'm Byron, the curator, and you just heard a local music spotlight. It's Inner Wave off of their new album, See You When I Get Back. That right there is Child. Now, I'm super excited for the weekend because I have tickets to see Inner Wave and Twin Seas over at the Regent Theater this Saturday, May 30th. That show is currently sold out, but I believe there's like two more tickets left for their May 31st show on Sunday. So you might want to hop on that. Go to Ticketmaster.com for those tickets. Still coming up on my show here this evening in the second hour of Bilingual Sounds, I'm going to be joined in studio by a local band called Earringers. They just released a new album this week called Keep It To Yourself, and we're going to be listening to some of those tracks and also a playlist curated by the members of Earringers. So that's coming up in just a few, so stick around. This next one from the Chilean artist Rubio off of her latest album Espero Podamos Ver Un Omni Juntos. Here is Silencio featuring Salt Cathedral.
Soy de las que encuentran refugio en el silencio y el sol. No es timidez, es otra forma de mirar el mundo. El silencio es lo que quiero oír.
You're here on Bilingual Sounds. We got music from South Korean band Balming Tiger and the Korean-American artist Yeji with their track Woo-I-Ni. I'm Byron, the curator. Thank you so much for joining me. And as I've been telling you all day, I got a special guest joining me here in the studio. Actually, two guests. It is two members of the local band Earringers. We got Miguel and Jesus right here in studio with me. How y'all doing?
Pretty good, man. Yeah. We're happy to be here. Thank you for having us, man.
Thank you for coming from all the way from East LA. That's so far.
But yeah.
It's the opposite, too. Like, Northridge is so far.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Yeah. How was the ride?
It wasn't that bad. I mean, we were together along with Daniel. And,
is that another one chilling. Of your members?
Yeah, yeah. He's our bassist. And we were just chilling with him, you know. All so, right. You know, whenever you're with good people, it never feels long, you know.
Right. Give a shout out to the rest of your members that couldn't be.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Daphne, our keyboardist. And shout out David, our drummer. Shout out Daniel. And yeah, man, we miss you guys.
Awesome. Well, coming up in the next hour, they're going to be in charge of the entire playlist. So if you're going to be enjoying the playlist this night, make sure you thank them. You can find them on their Instagram at ear.ringers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm getting tongue-tied here. What can we expect from the playlist that you curated for us?
It's mostly just a bunch of songs and the sound in general of what inspired us to write our new album. So we had a lot of fun putting it together for you guys. You know, it definitely wasn't just a clump of songs. It was more like a period of songs that you know, inspire our new sounds for sure. Yeah.
Awesome. I'm excited to get into it. But right now I still have control of the playlist. So I want to get into this one from a British band. They're called Temples, and they kind of remind me of like more of a hardcore Tame Impala.
Sick. All right.
Let's get into it. Here's Temples with Jetstream Heart.
FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org. Community amplified.
You're here on the second hour of the show. This is Bilingual Sounds 88.5. I'm Byron, the curator, and you just heard a track from The Cure from their 1992 album, Wish. And that song is called High, and it was selected by my special guest here today. We got two of the members of Earringers. What's up, y'all? Thank you so much for coming in here and taking my job for the night.
Thanks for having us, man. Once again.
Thanks for having us again, man. Thank you.
And you just released a new album called Keep It To Yourself. It's a very good album. We're going to get into some more information about that new album and some of your original songs, too, mixed in with the selections that you have. But tell me a little bit of how y'all got started with music. Miguel, you are the guitarist. How did you first and when did you first pick up the guitar?
I started right around when I was like 11 years old. There was a music class. It was brand new in the school that I was going to at the time. And I was heavily inspired by the German rock band Scorpions. And,
oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so
taking it back.
Yeah, yeah. So I've seen them a bunch on YouTube, and ever since then, I kind of wanted to learn how to play guitar and their music. And you know, I seen clips of them performing with their high energy, and I'm like, yeah, this is something I want to do. I like this, you know. So I picked up a guitar, learned their songs and other artists' songs, and the rest is history, as
they
say.
That's cool. Yeah. And then we also joined here by Jesus, the other guitarist. How about you? What's your story behind the guitar?
For me, it's the same age as Miguel. I started around age 11 and just being inspired by rock music. First band that got me inspired to want to pick up a guitar, it was a band called Kiss. So just seeing all the performance, mainly the guitarist era of Ace Frehley, you know, seeing him perform and his solos and stuff, and just being inspired by that.
Yeah.
So when age 11 came around, I was fortunate enough that my uncle ended up buying a guitar for one of my other two siblings that were living at the household at the time. And he bought it for us since he wanted us to saw that taking interest and wanted to play music.
That's so cool.
And it ended up being like, we ended up having the guitar to split it for us equally, to like to for each one of us.
Right.
I ended up just taking it.
That's cool. Yeah. So the guitar was both of yours first instrument, or was there other instruments before that?
I played another instrument also in the sixth grade. It was a clarinet for my band.
Everybody kind of gets into that clarinet.
So I ended up doing that at first, because before getting into that, I was living in Compton at the time. So okay. I was doing that for like the first semester of my sixth grade. And so then when I moved out to East LA, that's when the guitar came in.
Cool. Now, how did you both meet?
High school. It was high school orientation. I remember it was much easier to...
So the first day, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, cool. Exactly. It was kind of fun because I was wearing a Slayer shirt, and I think you were wearing a Rammstein shirt, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And we kind of had a friend in between, and we just talked about what bands we liked, and
first sight.
Yeah, yeah.
That first band shirt.
Yeah, definitely. You know, so that's definitely a conversation starter, you know?
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Let's get into some more of your selections. Coming up next is a band called Of Love. I've never heard of these guys. Tell me more about Of Love.
Well, they're a band that David put us onto, our drummer, and he likes really alternative and kind of like upbeat tempo stuff. So he showed us Of Love, and we're like, hey, that's a sound that I would kind of like to do, you know. That's pretty badass.
Being very,
you know,
inspired by it. So
So when we heard it for the first time, especially the song Strokes, which I'm sure if you know Of Love, you know the song Strokes, you know. It's a fun song to just listen to. The melodies are so nice and bright, and you know, it's really awesome, you know.
Well, let's get into it. Let's have the audience listen to it.
Let's do it.
We got Earringers right here on Bilingual Sounds. Of Love, Strokes.
Growing shade of all the
Smashing Pumpkins with Stand Inside Your Love from the album Machina, The Machines of God. And that one selected by my guest DJs. I got two of the members of the local band Ear Ringers here. We got Miguel and we got Jesus. Thank you so much, y'all, for coming in today. And, you know, you got a new album out. Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
It is Keep It to Yourself.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what inspired this album? Was that, what was the necessity behind it? What were you trying to tell?
It's been probably about 4 years since our last album, Heart Therapy, and we kind of wanted to do something a little more, I don't want to say original, I guess just different. I guess we just want to say
a
different
approach than how we took the first album, for sure.
Yeah,
so it was like we were, at the time of creating the album, we were listening to more alternative stuff and just being inspired about like bands like Smashing Pumpkins and what they were doing. And so whenever we would jam out, you know, when we would just kind of jam, and
that's the sound that would come out,
Yeah, whatever we've been listening to. So that really kind of helped, you know, put together this new album. And as we were writing these songs, I kind of had that approach for the album. We were just like, let's just make another album. It's been a minute, you know.
Yeah,
so it's like, let's just do it, you know.
Yeah,
that's really
being
cool.
So inspired by it and just like just loving it.
Yeah, yeah, listening to this playlist, I definitely hear that in your album. I got to listen to the album not that long ago, and yeah, and then comparing it to this playlist, I was like, oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah, yeah, it was definitely like a little bit different from our first record. When we did our first record, we were going more for like the pop rock sound.
Yes.
And you know, I feel when we were together in the studio, we were just kind of talking amongst ourselves, like, let's do something a little harder, you know, because we've always been lovers of classic rock. And, you know, we wanted to kind of do that sound, add a little more distortion to our guitars, do some chugging here and there.
Nice.
And, well, I'm a lover of pop music, so my vocals aren't super gritty
or
anything.
Which is funny because you're wearing an Aussie shirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, so it's just the way I sing, because I have clean vocals, you know. I can't really sing super gritty, so I try making it work with our type of music, you know what I mean? So I like doing melody stuff with my vocals. Mm. So for sure,
yeah,
I have a lot
tell.
Of fun. Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have a lot of fun with that, you know. I get my melodies from like pop music and whatever we do with guitars from the hard rock that we listen to, you know?
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Coming up next is one of your songs, Midnight Love. Give me a little backstory to this one. This one, it kind of, for me, it stands out from the rest of the album.
Right.
It feels a little bit more soulful.
Yeah.
So give me a little bit backstory on this one.
Yeah. So it's, for me personally, it's one of my most personal lyrics that I've done. It was born out of a quick jam. You know, I remember very clearly Daniel had to go somewhere. Me, Jesus, and David just kind of stayed behind and jamming to it. He came up with the melody and I just put the chords on top. So referring to like the lyrics, you know, it's just kind of, I have a lot of anxiety sometimes. And well, my wife is there for me a lot. And often my thoughts kind of keep me up, you know. I'm an overthinker,
same,
you know. Yeah, so having my wife there, be there for me, you know.
Amazing.
No matter what time of the night that it was, you know, she was there to, you know,
help
show
you
me
it.
Yeah, help me through it and show me the love that I wanted, you know. So that's kind of what the song Midnight Love is about, is just being there for whatever hour of the day that it is, you
even
know?
If it's at midnight.
Even if it's at midnight. Yeah. So
right.
Yeah,
let's get into it. Here's Ear Ringers from their new album Keep It to Yourself. Here's Midnight Love on Bilingual Sounds.
Dreams that I haven't brought to life.
love song from their album Disintegration, as selected by my guest DJs here today. We got Earringer members Miguel and Jesus. Oh, great selection, y'all. The Thanks, love song. I haven't heard that song in a while. Can you believe it?
No, man.
It's such
crazy.
A good song, too. And yeah. when it pops up, you're like, oh, yeah, of course. It just takes you back.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's that song's very
nostalgic.
Nostalgic, yeah. You know, especially because that's that was a song I played for Jesus and for Daphne the first time they came to my house.
Oh, like when you, even before the band.
Yeah, even before the band. Yeah, yeah, literally. So they just came to hang out. I played it for them a little bit, but it was mostly to kind of show Daphne that I could play it because her favorite band's The Cure.
Oh, did you cover it on the guitar for
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
You know, so because I knew that it was Daphne's favorite song, so that's like my little tribute to her. Shout out, Daphne.
And you know, talking about, you have a new album out, why? I just said it in that moment. Sometimes I have these brain farts. Keep it for yourself. There we go. See, I got it back. When you're talking about the album, when you're playing the songs, what's like a pleasant memory that comes to mind in the process of this album?
You want to go first?
Let me see.
Yeah.
So what I get out of like pleasant memories, mostly like thinking about like early days of like playing with the band and stuff, like early roots is how we come up for so long, like, you know, our stardom and how we started and how long we've been as members together and playing together.
Yeah, how long has that been?
It's been like about 10 years.
10 right? years almost, yeah. Wow. Yeah. We started playing together in like 2015, and then we started taking it seriously as Earringers like in 2017.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And now 10 years later, yeah, you got a new album out.
Yeah, 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 you know, so it's quite nice. I think this album's, it goes back to the personal stuff. We've mentioned even before that this record is kind of like uncomfortably authentic because it touches, you know, the uncomfortable parts of like love and nostalgia and all that stuff. And, you know, for example, like the beginning track, it's very personal to me as well. It's about my dog. She passed away a couple of years ago. It's about to be 2 years in July. Wow. So that's what Empty Spaces is about. It's just kind of like I look at the spaces she used to be hanging around with and she's no longer here, you know? So that's kind of what it is. It's very nostalgic, this record, you know?
Yeah, that's very cool. We got so much more to talk about, but also more music to listen to.
Yeah.
Let's get into the next selection here on today's show. This one is from a band called Downward.
Yeah.
Give me a little bit more reason as to why you selected it here.
Same thing. David, our drummer, put us on.
Yeah. You got a shout out to David a lot.
Shout out David, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's always showing us new music. So it's like one time after practice, he just put this song on, thought that we might like it. And sure enough, he was right. You know,
That's why you're all friends.
Yeah. 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 It's crazy because, like, the song is the perfect mixture of heavy and clean at the same time. Like,
okay.
Yeah. You'll see the distortion is like light and heavy at the same time. You guys will check it out.
All right, here we go. You're here on Bilingual Sounds, where music is our second language. We got Downward with their song Wind Up. We'll be right back.
Member supported and proud of it. 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Community amplified.
This is Matt Pinfield. It's my birthday week, and I've got the perfect gift for all of us. The Pinfield Sessions are officially here. Raw live performances and in-depth interviews filmed at The SoCal Sound. A brand new session drops every day this week. Watch them all at www.thesocalsound.org, The SoCal Sound app, or our YouTube channel. Let's celebrate this birthday together.
Bilingual Sounds continues to bring you a diverse music mix thanks to the support of California State University Northridge and Live Nation. Legendary Argentinian rock band Soul Estéreo brings their Echoes Tour to the Kia Forum on Saturday, September 12th. The Echoes Tour is a groundbreaking concert series reuniting original members Charlie Alberti and Zeta Bosio with the late, great Gustavo Cerati using advanced and sophisticated audiovisual technology. Ticketing and event information is available at Ticketmaster.com. Soda Stereo, Kia Forum, Saturday, September 12th.
Hopeless Music Academy is a fully funded after-school and summer music and music business program exclusively for youth in the San Fernando Valley. Sessions take place in North Hollywood year-round. Students explore songwriting, performance, music marketing, field trips, and more while learning from industry professionals. The program is open to all experience levels with parent communication available in English, Spanish, and Portuguese. More info at hopelessmusicacademy.com or by text at 323-230-3363. That's 323-230-3363.
Bilingual Sounds continues to stream on thanks to the support from Golden Voice presenting the Constellation Tour with The Sacred Souls, La Lome, and the Womack Sisters performing Under the Stars at the Santa Barbara Bowl on Sunday, August 30th. Event information and tickets can be found at axs.com. The Sacred Souls, La Lome, and the Womack Sisters. Santa Barbara Bowl, Sunday, August 30th.
Thanks to the businesses and organizations that choose to support the SoCal Sound and Bilingual Sounds. Business sponsors help make these stations' programming possible. Learn more at thesocalsound.org and hit the Become a Sponsor button.
Your music,
your station,
your phone.
Grab the free SoCal Sound app at the App Store. Community amplified on the go.
Yeah, wrestling.
Smashing Pumpkins, the sacred and profane, as selected by my special guest DJs. We got Earringer members, Miguel and Jesus. You know, you just released a new album, Keep It to Yourself. Where's that name stem from?
It's kind of like a saying in like, sometimes when you go through certain something, you don't want to get smart comments or things that, you know, it's like some things are better left unsaid, you know, in a way. And sometimes when somebody goes through something, I feel like, and you kind of open up a little bit, you never want to get that wrong comment or that smart comment that might bother you. So sometimes it's best to just keep your thoughts to yourself. That way, you know, you don't hear anything you don't want to, you know. And even though it's like kind of weird because you're in a time where you want to, speaking up for yourself is encouraged. But I guess in this sense, it's more of like your personal things. Yeah, you know, you tend to keep to yourself more. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just cool. Reserve it for oneself.
And it's a great album, y'all. I'm sure there was a lot of work and a lot of people involved. You want to give a shout out to everybody who helped you create this album?
Yeah, definitely. Gil Simo, man, he produced this record. We went with a new producer. He was the one who encouraged us to try new things. And we've always wanted to record with amplifiers, like microphones, amplifiers, you know, all that stuff. So, you know, we had a lot of fun doing that one.
Now, how important was Gil in your decision for a producer on this album?
It was pretty important, yeah, because we were with John for a while.
Yeah, John, who's
Audiomech.
Yeah, Audiomech, who was helping us out beforehand. And we've been working with him for a very long time since we started. So it's like he's just getting new insights and like just talking to someone that's besides John. Yeah. I say being like just a fresh start and just
outside ears.
Definitely. You know, we just kind of felt like it was time to try something different, you know, something new, and this approach was definitely it. When we did Midnight Love, we had a version where it was like sounding one way, and then we had another version where Gil came in and he added like the chugging on the guitars. You know, he told me like, oh, what would Scorpions do, you know? And I was like, oh, okay.
So more gritty distortion on the guitar.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was fun, you know. We had a lot of fun with Gil, and he did bring some fresh ideas into the sound, you know, so for sure. Yeah,
that's shout really out cool. Gil. Who else helped you out on the album?
Alex Estrada, who mixed it, you know. He worked with a lot of bands in the alternative scene, bands like Glixen, Joyce Manor, Grave Secrets, which are bands that we greatly enjoy listening to. And we hit him up. We're like, hey, if you'd be down to like mix the album, and he worked his magic to it. You know, it sounded great. We had some notes, but like here and there, like he kind of killed it right off the bat, you know? He was also really important. And then shout out David Alexander, which was the guy who mastered it. We needed someone to master. Yeah. And also shout out to Jonathan, Ocean, and Alan, who helped us do a lot of things behind the scenes that really helped us focus on just the music.
That's good. Yeah, you need that. You need that focus. You can't get distracted.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially for an album.
Yeah, especially, you know, because nowadays it's all like social media music. And our heart is...
Y'all been doing some good work on social media.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you.
Been seeing that.
Yeah, definitely. We just, our heart's in the music always. And the social media comes second. Like, we just learn hearing things here and there. But for sure, our heart's always in the music.
Yeah, that's music amazing. We got the voices of Miguel and Jesus here, two members of Earringers. The Miguel is the guitarist and vocalist, and Jesus is also the guitarist. Do you also do some backup vocals, or are you just guitar?
I've done backups like one or two gigs, but that's not...
You're like, not singing's not your thing. Yeah. We got more selections here. And remember, if you're enjoying tonight's playlist, you got Earringers to thank. You can follow them on their Instagram at ear.ringers.
Yes.
Let's get into a song that they released back in 2020.
Yeah.
It's called Up to Nothing. You heard it here on Bilingual Sounds.
I'm home alone. My friends are out public radio station, your donation plays the next song. 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Community Amplified.
And you're here on Bilingual Sounds, and that song was selected by my special guest DJs here today. It's two members of the band Earringers. We got Miguel, vocalist and guitarist, and we also got Jesus, the second guitarist of the band. And recently they just released their new album called Keep It to Yourself. It's a fantastic album, and we're going to end the show with one of their original songs from the album. But first, I need to know. Earringers is such a unique name. I want to know what that discussion looked like when coming up for your band name.
Yeah, it wasn't really a discussion. We had a thought. Well, we were a band, but we were trying to establish ourselves seriously, but we also didn't have a name yet.
Yeah. How were you just playing without a name?
We were just jamming. We had like covers and stuff. You know, it wasn't until like kind of later down the line we started like writing music for ourselves, you know, and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah, just kind of figuring it out as you go, you know?
Yeah, so then when we ended up like, as we would rehearse, we would always rehearse at Daniel's house and stuff without earplugs.
He's always in the conversation.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
So, well, we would rehearse at his pad, jam out, you know. We wouldn't have earplugs, And so for a long time, playing for like 2 or 3 hours without earplugs.
Wow, you really love playing.
Yeah, it was really, really loud. We would practice really loud too. So at the end, when Daniel, at practice, he'd be like, oh man, my ears are ringing. And something about that phrase was just kind of like funny, you know? And it kept replaying in my head. I don't know why. But I just like ear ringers. I kept repeating it over and over. And then I called this fool at like 2 in the morning. I'm like, bro, our name like should be Earringers. Like there's that
overthinking.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly. So, you know, I'm like, let's call ourselves Earringers, like as in, you know, we're loud, and the action of us ringing your ears because we're loud.
And you'll stick in your ears.
That's cool. Yeah. And also like quick melodies, you know?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So yeah, you have your new album out. It's available now everywhere. Keep It to Yourself. Do you have any shows coming up?
Yes. We'll be performing our album release show at the Paramount Friday, July 10th.
Amazing. And we got time.
Dice.fm,
you can grab your tickets.
Yeah, definitely. So we'll be performing our new album and some of your guys' favorites. So pull up to the show, you know, come see us. It's going to be a good time.
Awesome. Once again, if you enjoyed tonight's playlist, you got Earringers to thank, go find them on their Instagram, follow them. That way you can stay updated to when they're coming to perform. Of course, they're already performing on
July 10th.
July 10th at the Paramount. But if they got any more shows coming up, you'll be updated. Find them on their Instagram at ear.ringers. And y'all, thanks for coming all the way to Northridge to talking with me.
Thank you so much for having us. We've been coming out on your show for a long time, and this is really cool that we get to meet you in person.
I'm always supporting your music. It sounds really, really good, and I'm really excited for this new album.
No, thank you so much, man. Really appreciate your time, man.
All right. Well, we're going to end here with something from their new album. Once again, Keep It to Yourself, but make sure to share it with everybody.
Yes, please.
Here's Earringers to close out the show with Empty Spaces. Now say goodbye to everybody, y'all.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in, man. Much love from East LA. We love y'all. Keep them ringing. Yeah. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for your time.
That's amazing. Let's get into it. You're here on Bilingual Sounds.